morning. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 17. And we're making our way through the Old Testament. We're making our way through the Word of God. And we get through the Word of God one more time before He comes. No, can't guarantee that. But here we are. Deuteronomy 26, 17. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes, and His commandments, and His judgments, and to hearken unto His voice. And the Lord has avouched thee this day to be His peculiar people, as He hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all His commandments. If you love His word, let's give God praise and thanks for His word that is forever settled in the heavens. We praise You, mighty God, and we thank You. We thank You for Your word. Let it be rich, and let it be empowering, and let it be like seed in every heart and every family, God. Let it flow out into every neighborhood. Let the word of God bring forth the will and the purpose of God in this church family and in this city today. And everyone said, in Jesus' name. Praise God. So, to vouch, we use that. It's still usable in the English. This is a very old English word, but it's coming to us now from deep in Deuteronomy. And to vouch for someone or something is to assert or confirm as a result of one's own experience, and that something is true or accurately so described. So in our text, the individual is vouching for God. He's attesting or confirming that God is true. And it is to verify or to swear to. To verify is to attest to its verity or its truth. It is to testify, to bear witness, to bear out, to back up, to support, to corroborate, to substantiate, to prove, to uphold, to show the truth of, to give substance to give credence to endorse, to second, as in, can I get a second or can I get a motion, and to certify, to warrant, to validate, to give assurance of, to answer for, to be responsible for, to be liable for, to go stand bail for. Now that's when you put some skin in the game, and that's when you put yourself in a place to make yourself vulnerable, and at your own expense you say, this is true, this person is who I have said that they are. The colloquial application would be to stick up for, or to throw one's weight behind. Now, these words have been around a long time, and so they have woven together in a great assembly of words that have similar context and convey similar meanings. But it simply means that when you stand up for God, you affirm, you confirm, you attest to, and you testify, and you warrant, and you stand behind the fact that God is everything that He said He would be. So here they are, and they're in the land, and in this 26th chapter, it is an overview of some of the things that are going to happen when they get into the land. And in verse 1, and it shall be, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possessest it, and dwellest therein. God has already brought you out of Egypt, and God has already brought you into promise, which in New Testament speak, and it's not a creation of our own, it's the creation of the apostles, where they pull these themes together and understand the typology of the Old Testament. As Israel came out of Egypt, so we in the New Testament era come out of our world. And as they passed through the Red Sea, we passed through the waters of baptism. And as they were overshadowed with the cloud of fire and cloud, we are recipients of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God overshadows us. And as they came through Jordan and into promise, so we come into the promised of God. We come into the Holy Ghost experience in the kingdom of God. So God brought them out and God has brought us out. God brought them in and God has brought us in. And everybody say amen. So he said, when this has happened, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket. So you're going to go out in your field and you're going to take up the first harvest, the first fruit of your first harvest in the land of promise. When they got there, the manna stopped, and when they arrived on the scene, they were able to eat off of what was already in the land for the first season. And this would be like in the third year, they're going to bring forth a harvest, and they're going to go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there, and they're going to come in with their basket, and it is the proof of the promise of God, and they themselves are the proof of the promise of God, and they come to the house of God, which is built there as a confirmation of the promise of God, and the individual is going to walk in, and in our text, he's going to avouch. And so here I am with my basket. Here I am in the promise of God. Here I am with my tithe. Here I am. I am a representation of the promise of God. In verse 3, and thou shalt go into the priest that shall be there in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come into the country that the Lord sware unto our fathers to give us. And so you walk in and you've got your basket and you lift up your head and you say, I am here and I am proof that God will bring you out and God will bring you in, and when he brings you in, that it'll be a fruitful place. And I'm standing here with a basket. It's like that business in the New Testament when Jesus heals the blind man and the Pharisees hate it and everybody's all upset about it. But the blind man, he said, I don't know. I can't tell you where he came from or who he is. All I know is I was blind and now I see. And so in this Old Testament picture, here you are with your basket and you say, I can attest. I am proof. Thou shalt say unto the priest, I am come to the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers to give us. I am living proof that God has brought us in and that God brought us forth and that the land has been fruitful just like God has said. In verse 4, and the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand and set it before the altar of the Lord thy God. The priest, the representative of the kingdom, is going to receive your tithe from you, and thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God. You're going to tell the story. You're going to testify. You're going to open up your mouth and confirm and attest and put your weight behind it and stand for it and bail it and warrant it and guarantee it, and you're going to avouch for the things of God. Thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God. Assyrian, they're going to be talking about Jacob here. Assyrian, ready to perish, was my father. And he went down to Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation great and mighty and populous. And the Egyptians, evil, entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried to the Lord of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice. He's telling the story of the Exodus. He's telling the story of the bondage in Egypt. And when you and I tell the story, we tell the story about where I was before God found me. Your daddy, Brother Sam, tells the story of being out behind a handy pack, and God found him there, and God began to move on him. And everybody's got a story, but nobody can tell your story. You've got to tell it yourself, and you tell it best standing in the house of God. You tell it best standing in the house of God, bringing the fruit of your life and the promise of God into the house of God, and saying, here's my story. Here's how it started. This is where I came from, and this is what God has done. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and he hath brought us to this place and has given us this land. It flows with milk and honey. And now behold, I brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. Excuse me. Bring that basket in, set it down, and then begin to worship. I don't know what they did, but dancing and praising and magnifying is as old as David and as old as the characters in the Old Testament. David's the one that danced with all of his might before the Lord. And so he said, set that basket down and worship here in the house of the Lord before the Lord. You as proof and the basket as an indicator or as proof, and your worship is as proof. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thy house, thou, the Levite, the stranger that is among you. And when thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thine increase the third year, because that's when they took their first harvest in the land. When you've done that, which is the year of tithing, and has given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. You're taking care of the poor. You're leaving your fields ungleaned. You're leaving the corners of your field. You're bringing it to the house of the Lord, and the house of the Lord is helping other people, and you're doing those things. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and I've given them to the Levite and to the stranger, to the fatherless, to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. Here I am. I'm in the house of God. I am living, breathing proof. I am obeying the word of God. I haven't forgotten your word. I have not eaten thereof in my morning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead, nor have I hearkened to the voice, but I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God. I haven't done like the Moabites and the Philistines and the Canaanites around me. I'm not making offerings to their gods or offerings for the dead and those kinds of things, but I've remembered the commandment of God. Then he says, now look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto thy fathers, land that floweth with milk and honey. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and these judgments. We have a commandment to stand in the house of God and to bring the evidence and the fruit and to corroborate and to affirm and to confirm and to attest to the fact that God is a deliverer, and God will bring you in, and God will give you blessings, and God will strengthen your life. And he says, and keep them and do with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God. And when you do that, the scripture says, here's where you vouch for God. God is right. I want to tell everybody, God is true. I want to stand here. If nobody stands with us, we're going to say God is faithful. We're going to proclaim that God is a healer. We're going to say that God is a deliverer. We're going to say that God is our provider and that the promise of God is true. And the word of God says you're going to stand in the house of God and avouch for God. Now, let me tell you, God doesn't need affirmation. And the word of God is self-affirming and self-confirming. But God lets us take part in the process of God in the earth. And he gives us a role. And our role in this fine definition here is to stand in a place and bring the fruit of the promise of God. We are that fruit. What God brings forth in our lives is that fruit. We bring it to the meeting place that he's assigned. And we gather together and we avouch for God. Thou hast avouched for the Lord this day to be thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken to his voice. And that is something we do. We say, when you guys are singing and you're worshiping, you're saying, God is true. This is who God is. God has been our protector. God has brought us out. God has blessed us and helped us. And every good thing in my life has come from God. And that's what we do. Every musician, every singer, every preacher, every Sunday school teacher, everybody that ministers, why are you down there cooking in the kitchen? I'm down there because I'm preparing for the people of God. I'm a part of this process of what God is doing among his people and in his house. And being here, I am testifying to the fact that God is good and that he's true to his word. And I may not have a voice that men recognize, but it is a voice, and it's the only voice that I have, and nobody else can speak it for me. But I lift up my voice to vouch for God today, to testify that God is a good God. But it doesn't stop there. And in our text, we read, and the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above the nations which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, that thou mayest be a holy people to the Lord, as he has spoken. And it's a great thing, and it's a wonderful privilege, and it's an awesome thing to come and bring the fruit of God's promise in our lives, and for us to confirm and attest and corroborate and support and testify that God is faithful and that God is true. But that's only a part of the story. Probably the most important part, though, is that God has avouched for us. And so we assert that it is true with God, but God also asserts that it is true with us. And we are his people. We are his jewels in the earth. We are his special creation. We confirm that God is faithful, but God stands with us, and he confirms that we belong to God. And when I read about what the word avouch means, then it's inspirational to me, and it's exciting to me to know that when I'm walking in a valley of trouble, or if I'm in a situation where the enemy is trying to come against my life or my home or my family, or things seem to be moving against me, I know that someone is in my corner. It doesn't add much to God for me to stand and attest to God, but I'm telling you, it adds a whole lot to me when God stands in my corner and says, I will testify, I will attest, I will confirm. And that's what God does for us. God verifies, God swears to, God testifies, God bears witness to, God backs up and supports and corroborates and proves and upholds. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And Satan is in the presence of God, and Satan is going to and fro in the earth. And I understand how this went down, but I'm telling you, there was a moment there in heaven where God stood up and said, God said, that one belongs to me, and I like what he's doing, and he's perfect, and he hates evil. That's God avouching for Job. But these characters, these biblical characters that God stands with and God blesses, they are men. They are flesh and blood, just like as we are. And they are no better in terms of potential than you and I are. And I want you to know that as just as well as God stands in a place with your enemy there in his presence, he speaks for Job. I'm telling you today that God will speak for you. God will avouch for you. God sees it when you come into the land. God sees it when you come out of the land of bondage. God sees it when you follow through with the promise of God. God sees it when you gather your basket and you bring it to the house of God and you set it down and you give it to the priest and you stand in the house and testify, God is good. God sees every bit of that. And there's going to be a moment when the storm comes and God's going to stand and face the storm.
storm for you. And God's going to say, nope, not today. This one belongs to me. And he is righteous. I want to tell you, that is a theme and that is a motif throughout the scripture. Now, David vouches for God. David is a template for us in a lot of areas. I will sing the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Can anybody testify today? Can anybody say that God is good? Can anybody lift up a voice and magnify him and say, he's been faithful to me? He's been a healer for me. Is there anybody that can say, yes, he's been my healer? Is there anybody that can say, yes, he's been my provider? Is there anybody that can say, yes, I was in a storm and he rebuked the wind and the waves and he brought me to the shore of my hope? I want you to know, David sang and testified, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. David vouches for God. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I've sworn to David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. God vouches for David. David vouches for God, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders. O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence. This is David testifying. O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, the strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? David vouches throughout the Psalms. David sings the song and David lifts God up, and that's an important feature in our experience. We have an opportunity to vouch for God, but I'm telling you, there's going to come a moment. There's going to come a day. I need some monitors here. There's going to come a moment. There's going to come a time when you are not strong enough and you are not able enough and you are not big enough or smart enough, and you need to know. You need to know and you need to understand that you need God in your corner. Friend of mine, I don't mind getting in the ring, and I don't mind going a round or two, and I don't mind, but I'm telling you, I have come against some things in my life that knocked me flat on my backside. I've come against some things in my life that have knocked the wind right out of me, but I'm telling you, I'm thankful that when I looked up and I looked over in my corner, that I wasn't by myself and I wasn't on my own, but God was there. And God was with me. And God brought me over. Started giving me one of those little rub downs. He was healing up the cuts over my eye. Gave me a little something to wash. He said, come on now, son, come on. Do you think you can go another round? And my answer is always, God, as long as you're in my corner, I can go as many rounds as I need to. Just give me a minute to get up again. Just give me a minute to get the dust off again. And I'm ready to go. Ring the bell, ring the bell. We're going to go another round. Does somebody have another round in you? I tell you, God's in your corner. I don't know what you've been through, and I don't know how you're suffering, and I don't know what pain you felt, but I'll tell you, if you can make it back to your corner, you've got a great God who is a faithful God, and he stands with you today. Let's give him some praise. Let's magnify him. Let's bless his name. What a good God, and how worthy. David vouches for God. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. For thou art the glory of their strength. In favor our horn shall be exalted. The Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. And that's you in the house of God. Today, that's you in your house. And you're testifying to the goodness of God. If you're feeling fear make its way into your house, you need to stand up in the middle of your house and you need to say, he brought me out and he brought me in. and I am bearing the fruit of what he has blessed my life with. It. And I'm paying my tithes, and I'm standing in the presence of the people of God, and I want to testify, and I want to confirm, and I want to uphold, and I want to confirm that God is a good God, and that God is a blesser of my soul, the lifter up of my head, that God is everything that I have need of. I'm going to give you a minute to stand up in your home right now, and I want you to shout it. I want you to shout it at your children. I want you to shout it in your house. I want you to shout it loud enough that the neighbors hear it. I want you to talk about it. I want you to tell how good God is right now. Now I want you to start walking up and down and saying what God has done for you. Come on, in your house right now. Start walking up and down and saying, God was good. I was in a pit, but God found me. I was broken and undone, but God healed me. And God put me back together. Somebody testify. Praise God. We have a spattering of hand claps in the house today, but I think it's thundering out in somebody's kitchen or somebody's living room right now. David vouches for God. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry, and he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many shall see it, because I'm not doing this in a corner. I'm not doing this in some dark closet somewhere. I'm going to come out in a public place, and I'm going to testify. I was in a pit. I was in a horrible, miry place. And God heard my cry, and he lifted me up out of that pit. He set my feet on a rock, and he's established my goings. That's the testimony of the people of God. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. And many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. I'm not singing the song I used to sing. I'm not singing the world's song today, a song of fear and pessimism. But I'm singing a song that God is able and the people of God are blessed, and that it's a wonderful day to be alive in the kingdom of God. The stone that was set at naught of the builders has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's a little tiny voice in a little tiny place, but it's like the footfalls of the lepers outside the city of Samaria. When God amplifies the voice of his people, he can make it sound like the Egyptian army walking through the desert, and he can make your voice resonate in spiritual places. But not only does David vouch for God, God vouches for David. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With my hand shall he be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. All right, let's rewind a little bit. Let's put this on you. This is not only God vouching for David, but this is God vouching for his people. I want you to say, God has found me to be his servant. And with his holy oil, he's anointed me. And with his hand, I'll be established. And with his arm, I'll be strengthened. And the enemy shall not exact upon me, nor the son of wickedness afflict me. And God said, I will beat down his foes. I want you to say it right now. God said he would beat down my foes. Tell somebody by you, God said, I'll beat down his foes. Come on, somebody tell your neighbor, God's going to tear my enemy's house down. God's going to tear my enemy's army down. God's going to break the back of those things that are coming against me. Talk in tongues a little bit. Let God testify. Hallelujah. Let God vouch. Let God, you talk about what God does, and then you let God talk about what he's going to do. The word of God gives us a historical testimony of God about David, but I'm telling you, you've got the living God down inside you right now, and he will testify. When you talk in tongues sometimes in your house, I believe God is saying things like, not here, devil, not now, devil, not this man, devil, not this woman, devil, not that plan, devil. You're not going to corrupt this. You can't have these children, devil. That's why you need to talk in tongues. You need to talk in tongues and let God talk. You need to talk in tongues and let God vouch for you. God vouches for David. God vouches for Moses. And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came down. This is when they're talking bad in the camp about Moses. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. You know, we can walk in some places in the Word of God and maybe demonstrate where Moses was not exactly faithful, but when God talks about him, he said he's faithful in all my house. And David, we know what David did, and we know what David was guilty of, and we know the repercussions of that. But have you read the litany of the discussions of the king of Judah and how God compares them all to David? And even the ones that did well, he said, well, they weren't like my servant David. They weren't up to my servant. Oh, they did some nice things, but they weren't like my servant David. And in the back of the room, you want to lift your hand and you want to say, well, God, he was a murderer, and he was an adulterer, and he's a liar, and he made so many mistakes, but I can't help but hear Ezekiel 18 that talks about when a sinner comes to God and God lays his hand of forgiveness and mercy on him, and he says, and the sins that he's committed will not be mentioned. I'm so glad for the blood today. I'm so glad that God covers our sins and moves them as far as the east is from the west. But here he says, talking to his adversaries who happen to be in his own family, God says he is faithful in all my house. And when he's talking about David, he says, none of them were like my servant David. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, talking about God and Moses, even apparently, not in dark speeches, in the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? I want to tell you, God will rise up when people talk about you, and when people talk you down, when the devil comes against you, it doesn't matter if it's spirit or if it's flesh, God will rise up and God will speak on your behalf, and God will avouch for you. Confirm you, affirm you, stand behind you, bail you out, verify you. God vouches for Joshua the high priest. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Now listen, Joshua is a high priest. He's representative of those who have come out of the Babylonian captivity, and he is covered with filthy garments. This is going to be apparent in this reading, but God doesn't rebuke Joshua, because Joshua has done exactly the right thing. When you've sinned, your answer is in God. When you've fallen, don't run from God. Run to God. When you're not right, don't hide from God. Hide in God. Go get in the presence of God with your filthy garments on and all your sin. And don't be hiding. Don't worry about your ego. Go stand in the presence of God. God, because the first thing God's going to do, God's going to say, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem, God's going to take care of your adversary. God's going to vouch for you. He said, is this not a brand plucked out of the fire?
He said, I know they were under judgment, and I know he's beat up, and I know he's smoking and smoldering and looks like he's on the edge of destruction, but he's mine. I love that passage in the prophets where all they found was a little piece of the lamb's ear and the lion's mouth, and God said, that's Israel, but that's all I need. If God can just find a little scrap of you, if God can just find a little piece of you left, God can rebuild you and remake you. He said, is this not a brand? This is my brand. I pull this out of the fire. You shut your mouth. The Lord rebuke you, devil. That's what it meant. You shut up, you back up, you give up, you walk away, because this one belongs to me. And then this is what he does for Joshua. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, the sin of Israel, and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away his filthy garments. Thank God for mercy and for cleansing, and said unto him, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. But the first thing he did before he ever dealt with Joshua was vouch for him with the devil. He said, devil, I'm standing up for him. What are you going to do? I am his support. What are you going to say? And so God stands in the arenas that the spirits move in and out of. And how many times does he stand there and represent you and your house and your family and your ministry and your prayers? And he says, nope, you can't have them. Nope, you can't stop them. Nope, you can't change this. These belong to me. God vouches for his people. Praise God. Praise God. Can we have some music? Let's have a little music. Praise God. I was so very gratified and excited to see Brother James Skeeter go down in the water this morning and see him talking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. So gratified and so happy to see him stepping up and in a difficult season of his life, coming to the right conclusion, not hiding from God, but hiding in God, not running from God, but running to God, seeking God's face. I want you to know God will stand with you. God will vouch for you. You may be weak on your own, but God is a big God and an able God and a good God. And God will stand with you. God will take up your part. Now, you got to be like the man in our text. You got to come out. You got to go in. You got to work the land of God. You got to take the harvest of that land. You got to bring your tithe to the house of God. And you've got to stand in the house of God and say, I am proof. I am a testimony that God will bring you out, bring you in, make you prosperous, keep his word, and bless you. And so that's the criteria. You have to come into that place and that relationship. But when you do, I said, when you say yes to God, when you avouch for God, when you testify for God, when you say yes, it's true, you become a voice for God. Then God says, I'll avouch for you. And God comes and puts his hand on your little life and your little dream and your little family and your little work and your little ministry. And God says, he belongs to me. I'm standing with him. I'm blessing his work. I'm blessing his family. And God will vouch for you. All over this house, your kitchen, your living room. Clap your hands.
Lift your voice. Bless and magnify God. If you need to repent, bow a knee right where you are. If you need to praise Him, get up and make your house a place of praise today.
Hallelujah.
Shout through the kitchen.
You deserve it. Praise
Dance
God.
Through the hallway. Move through the dining room. Open your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Talk about how good God is. Open your mouth. Talk about how faithful God is. Somebody to vouch for God. Can you vouch for God?
He brought me from a mighty long way. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. You don't know like I know what God has done for me.
Hold a mic over there for Sam. Sam, can you vouch for God?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when I walked back through the doors that the lights were still on, the fire was still hot, and the people were still singing the praises of God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for His Spirit. I thank God for the people of God. It's so good to be in God's house.
Can you vouch for God?
I thank God for keeping me. He's kept his hands on me. I'm 40 years old. I've never smoked, never had a drink. My kids are in church. I've had a life that God's given me, and I thank Him for it.
Can you vouch for God?
God's been good to me. He's been my provider. There's not one time that I've ever gone without. There are times when I question whether I would, but God always provided. He's been my healer. He's healed my babies. He's kept them. He's kept me. And I just praise Him and I thank Him
He's true.
To stand in His presence, whether it's 10 of us or 300 of us. I can feel His presence here this morning, and I'm just thankful for His faithfulness to His people.
Somebody say God is true. Somebody say God is true. Somebody say God is true.
Great God, great God.
I attest. I affirm. I say yes. Let's lift up every voice, every hand. Hey, we praise You, Lord God. We worship You, oh God. We magnify You. Praise God. It is such a royal and wonderful thing to be in the house of God on a Sunday morning. Beautiful day in the springtime. I hope you have a profitable day, a wonderful time of fellowship with your family. Make sure, if you're still praying, you just go right on. Lay hands on those people in your house. Make sure that you get every bit out of this that you can get. We're going to do this again tonight at 6:30. We're going to have worship, and we're going to have word, and we're going to invite the presence of God. I hope that
in a little bit here, we're going to get some banners and put them out on the interstate ramp there and out on the fence in front, and some flyers that you can give to your neighbors. But please don't wait for that. Take some church cards and give them to your neighbors and tell them you need to listen to what God is doing. You need to tune in to newlifebhm.com and be a part of our Sunday morning or our Sunday night or these weeknight Bible studies. I think we can catch some fish in this season, church. I believe the Lord added to this church daily such as should be saved back in the book of Acts, and I think that's the will of God right now. God bless you. Be blessed. Be strengthened. We'll see you tonight. Lord bless.